You may recall back during the presidential campaign of 08, Barack Obama was giving a speech in Colorado Springs when he said the following cryptic words: "We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded." Ever since that speech hit conservative news outlets, writers and commentators have been puzzling over what the heck Obama meant by it. I believe I have a clue. Over the weekend, naturally on a weekend, or at night as usual for the night crawlers in Congress, the Senate, against all sanity, put another nail in the coffin of America's national security by voting to force open homosexuality on our military. What a wretched and foolish thing to do to our troops, and especially during wartime. We can push for the incoming Republicans to work toward putting the door back on that despicable closet and reinstating the ban, but it would likely take Obama getting kicked out of the White House before it could be done without a veto. We know the left despises our military. They despise pretty much everything that America represents and that Americans hold dear, like God, family, truth, freedom, and guns. Oh yes, guns. The left has worked against our military for many years and has infiltrated it to the highest levels. Just look at top guys like Secretary of Defense Robert Gates and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Admiral Mike Mullen, who came out saying that allowing open homosexuality in the military would be just peachy. Look at that bogus survey that the Pentagon did that supposedly determined a large majority of our troops had no problem at all with homosexuals wearing the badge of their perversion on their foreheads within the military. Look at how the left has been persecuting our men for doing their jobs. When a terrorist gets killed in a war zone, our men are brought up on murder charges. It's preposterous. These Muslim terrorists behave worse than mindless, vicious animals. Yet the powers that be treat them like garden variety purse snatchers who are entitled to be Mirandized and given all the rights that belong to American citizens, not foreign enemy combatants. All these things are gradually building toward one outcome: the destruction of our armed forces as they exist and the replacement of America-loving troops and leadership with leftist goons. This latest affront to our troops, the forcing of open homosexuality on our military, is one more step toward that destructive goal. Which brings me back to my original point. What does Obama's mysterious civilian national security force have to do with all this? What is just as strong, just as well-funded, and just as powerful as the United States military? Why, the United States military, of course. The communist enemies within our government and military mean to take over our military. You think it can't happen here? You'd better think again. Leftists are well on their way to that end. They've been working steadily toward this goal for years. They do things gradually, bit by bit, because they know most Americans would never allow the left's hellish, degenerate, America-killing agenda to proceed. This is not something that will happen tomorrow, but it's the end result of their twisted social engineering to transform our marvelous military into their own force for anti-American police state evil. The homosexuals are nothing more than useful idiots for the communist Democrats who are out to commandeer our armed forces. Just as the homosexuals among the leadership of the SA stormtroopers, the brown shirts, were also useful idiots for Hitler until they outlived their usefulness to Der Führer, their homosexuality was later used as a partial excuse to execute them. The left certainly knows that the admission of open homosexuals to the military will drive out many God-fearing, America-loving patriots who will leave the military rather than watch it rot from within by this invasion of homosexual degeneracy from the left, not to mention the suicidal rules of engagement imposed on our troops, plus the threat of being prosecuted for murder when you actually kill the enemy. All these things are by design of the left, but understand that also includes some in the Republican leadership. Remember that our men were being prosecuted when President Bush was still in office. I'm certain some of you believe this is the most far-fetched thing you've ever heard. But would you have believed 20 years ago that our government would take over car companies and banks and force socialized medicine on America completely against our will? Would you have believed we would have a Congress so utterly out of control as to spit in the face of the American people and regard the Constitution as nothing more than antique toilet paper as they use mafia-type thug tactics to ram through one unconstitutional piece of legislation after another? Why is it inconceivable that these same America-hating communist Democrats would seek to tear down our military and remake it in their own diabolical image? You may say that's not a civilian national security force because it's the military. That's an easy problem for them to fix. By the time they purge the armed forces of the patriotic Americans who are against their evil freedom-robbing agenda and replace those people with their minions who will toe the party line, the rest is window dressing. They can call it whatever they want. Unless they are stopped, they will do as they desire. Do you think the Republicans will stop them? Look at the Republican turncoats who voted to allow open homosexuality in the military. The dirty rats! It appears some Republicans are even in favor of the insane Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, START, with Russia. The Wall Street Journal reports that Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer said that Mississippi's own Republican Senator Thad Cochran has offered his support for START as well. I called Senator Cochran's office, and the girl who answered told me that he has not yet stated his position. Why the heck not? His office is apparently getting swamped with angry voters because she said, "I don't know where all this is coming from." I told her it's coming from the Wall Street Journal, that it was Schumer who said Cochran is on board with START. She got pretty quiet at that point. We are in a precarious place in our country where we've never been before. This is not the business as usual of the past. I'm not saying these things about our military to be sensational, but to offer a warning to those many America-loving patriots in our armed forces who are the only ones, with God's help, who can stop the politically correct leftist onslaught of the military. The left has invaded every other area of power in our country. So what makes the military immune from the communist claws of the left? Nothing. We can't stop them on our own. Without God helping us to thwart the evil plans of those on the communist left, there's not much hope of stopping their vile agenda for our country. Groups like the Tea Party are important, but this is about much more than just materialistic fiscal policies. The moral foundation of our nation is rotten. The supports are crumbling away under decades of leftist termite infestation. And without a return to godly moral principles in the hearts of Americans and those running our institutions, our whole country, including our military, will continue its relentless slide into the bottomless pit where darkness abounds and freedom does not exist. May God save America. I'm Gina Miller.